Welcome home. This is OdeUXP for the 9th of March, and the episode title is RPG in Space. Lunar Shadow Designs won the March vote, and I'm chatting to Greg. The ball is in my court. But there is news from last month's Spotlight too. Terry Miranda won and helped out hugely with the interview. This Wizards of the Coast and D&D experienced artist is working on a patron project, a speculative evolution 5e setting called Solkesh. You can read more about that in the interview. The news for this podcast is that this month patrons, or those who become a patron in the next few days, will get a gift from Terry. You will get Solkesh STL files, art, and a free primer or preview of the setting. Once again, thank you to our patrons, for you are awesome. We had International Women's Day this week. It's a day you find out if you know any gatekeepers or any insecure blokes. Geek Native marked the day by talking to Tara and Sam of She Scores Cards. We met them through the London Card Show, and the pair specialise in trading cards of female football players. I was pleased to get the chance to highlight a geeky hobby with plenty of women involved, which might sound stereotypically blokey. Last week, I said I'd go back to the Tomb of Geysengax for a second video. I have done just that, and you can find it on the blog, TikTok, and Instagram. I'm very new to video, but the GUI Cube team are patiently letting me get up to speed. I have a face for podcasting, I think, so video isn't my native media. It's a shame I also have a voice for writing. However, the art that I was able to play with for the Geysengax video made it easy. The GUI team is taking famous RPG creators and champions and turning them into NPCs for the setting, and I just showed off some of the art. No wonder the Kickstarter is safely through the 400,000k mark. And if there's a final week splurge, I could see it even flirting with 500,000. The title of this week's podcast also has a woman in it. The titular RPG in space is The Lost Universe. That's an adventure created by Christina Mitchell of NASA. Yep, NASA has released its own TTRPG adventure, Lost Universe. In it, you investigate a mystery on the rogue planet of Ixtaris, and that the Hubble Space Telescope has vanished from Earth's timeline. Now, sticking with clever people, I can bridge to another of this week's highlights. I had a chat with James D'Amato and about the newly released Ultimate RPG Game Master Guide. Can you learn from a book? James points out that it's very often useful to get a second perspective. It was a good point. Bronwyn has been tracking the incoming Fallout series. First, we had the character poster art series, which strongly reminded me of computer game characters, and oh yeah, that's entirely the point. We've a Vault Dweller, a Brotherhood of Steel member, and a Wastelander called The Ghoul. He very much looks the part. But I wondered, will we see these three travel together, because they all seem very different? Or will we get three different character arcs? Well, pretend I have time to watch, because I think I'd like to. By the way, I'm just about caught up to the last episode of Loki in Marvel. That's how far behind I am. But then Bronwyn grabbed us the Fallout trailer, and that's about 3 minutes of your life worth giving to the screen. It answers some of my questions about characters meeting up, and it also makes me very much more determined to watch it. When is Fallout due? Well, it's April the 11th. Gosh, that's soon. I did find time to go see Dune Part 2 at the cinema, and I know people are raving about it. The acting is superb, the characters and their relationships are expertly interwoven. Maybe I was in the wrong state of mind, because give me a movie with battles and giant monster worms, I want battles and even more giant monster worms. However, I think there will be a Dune Part 3, and I will watch it without question. Modiphius and Humble timed their Dune Adventures bundle very well. It's out now. That's right. you can get the core RPG and loads of supplements for June on the cheap this very moment. As I and other bloggers have pointed out, it's the perfect time to suggest an alternative to fantasy and D&D to your gaming group if you think they might be curious and you are keen. And lastly, since we've strayed onto our outro of bundles, let me also point out that in the bundle of holding, there's a deal from Expeditious Retreat Press for Aggressive Ecologies. And on that note, if we're not eaten by worms, I will see you next week.